Introduction: When death is a loss, not a tragedy. I knew it was coming. With every phone call, every visit home, my dad seemed older. Then one day, he was elderly, hard of hearing, slow, shaky. All those things that happen to old people when they're about to stop. Are you about to write die? Yes? No, not my dad. Well, whose then? But I still need him. Well, you've had him for 47 years. That's not bad. But I'm not successful yet. I'm not married. I'm a renter. He can't die while I'm still a renter. I'm sorry. It's time. But he's only 82. Is that outraged person you? Because it was me in July 2013 when my 82-year-old father was diagnosed with end-stage lung cancer. And it was still me in February of 2014 when he went into hospice. Now, I've been aware of death for a long time. I cried when death took Bambi's mom and cheered when it took Jaws. I was 12 when death took one grandparent and groaned when it came for another. And yet part of me believed that my dad would always be alive. Okay, not part, all. All of me believed my dad was death-proof. That he and I would keep chugging along, with him always being 35 years older than me. Me 60, dad 95. Me 70, dad 105, me 80, dad the oldest man in the world. It really seemed like a viable option. Then that thing that happens to everyone happened to me. My dad died. If we are lucky, our nuclear family expands for a few decades. Siblings get married, bringing in-laws and kids. Siblings get remarried, bringing new in-laws and stepkids. The holidays turn into huge affairs. Family photos are standing room only, with our parents sitting proudly in the center. Then, one day the contraction begins. Nature, or God, brings out the axe and starts chopping off the oldest branches of our family tree. That's the best-case scenario, everyone dying in the reverse order they were born. This book is not about a young death or a tragic death. Those waters are too deep. This book is about old people dying, as expected, of old people causes. Specifically, it's about cancer, hospice, funerals, grief, well-meaning friends, and how shocking it is to be parentless for the first time at 48. The book answers questions like, do my friends really care?